Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More. Today I have a very amazing story for many reasons, one of which is that it was a miracle which I saw happen with a non-Jewish person, and as a result, he named his child with a Jewish name. The story goes like this. Once there was a fellow who came from outside of America. He immigrated. I think perhaps he was Mexican. And he was working in construction for a friend of mine. I'm not going to use his real name, but let's call him Diego. So Diego was working for my friend, and we'll give him a name also, Shalom. And Shalom had a construction, really was himself pretty much, and he would have this guy Diego working with him. And Diego, unfortunately, did not have children. He was married for many years and did not have children. And he wasn't Jewish, but he liked to come to shul. Came to shul lots of times when Shalom came to shul. Shalom would come to shul in the morning, then he would go out to work, and very often Diego would come also to shul, even though he was not Jewish, didn't put on tefillin, but whatever, he would look in the prayer book and whatever he did. So he one time shared with me that he was very broken, that he didn't have any children, and married for years, no children. And I knew this, and I felt bad for him. One day, I was walking in the park. I walk in the park very often. I was once walking in a certain park, and I met Diego. He was also taking a walk in the park, the park with a big hill. And I think we're coming from opposite directions. We saw each other. And, you know, how you doing, Diego? And he said to me, I'm very, very broken about not having children. I feel terrible about it. No children. So I said, well, of course, I tried to empathize with him. And then I said to him, you know, if it was me, would you like to know what I would do if it was me? He said, yeah. So I said, if it was me, I would write a letter to the Lubavitcher Rebbe and ask for a bracha, ask for a blessing. So I explained to him what it's all about. And he said, how do you do that? How do you write a letter to the Rebbe? How do you do it? Or actually, I think maybe I said I would call someone at the oil, at the Rebbe's gravesite. He said, how do you do it? So I think I said I would write and I would call. I would write and I would call. He said, okay, how do you do it? So he said, come to my house and I'll show you. Actually, remembering now, I haven't told the story for a while. I think that I said I would write to the Rebbe if it was me. And he said, how do you do it? I said, come to my house, I'll show you. And I brought him to my house. I explained to him the whole idea of writing a letter to the Rebbe. So I wrote a letter to the Rebbe. And he said, now what? I said, I think if it was me, I would also call. I would also call and ask someone to go over to the Rebbe's gravesite and ask for a bracha. Now, of course, as we all know, all brachas come from Hashem. The tzaddik cannot give a bracha that Hashem doesn't want to give. The tzaddik's job is to help channel the blessing. The blessings always only come from Hashem, but when we say a tzaddik gives a bracha, it really means that the tzaddik is channeling Hashem's bracha, Hashem's blessing. So that's what it was. He wrote a letter to the Rebbe. I forget exactly what we did with the letter, put it in the book of the Rebbe's letters, perhaps, I don't remember. And also, we called. So we did two things. I don't remember exactly how much time it took. I think it was basically about 9 months, approximately. And his wife had twins. Twins. Why twins? Seemingly, because we asked twice. We asked via a letter, and we asked via a phone call. Perhaps, I mean, don't really know, but seemingly, there's a connection. It was a double ask, and it was a double answer. Twins. And one of the twins, he named with a Jewish name, and I think the name was Nace. If I remember correctly, I think he named one of them a non-Jewish name, and one of them he named, I think the word was Nace, that he asked how do you say miracle. He was told Nace, and he named her Nace. I don't remember exactly if he adjusted the name to Hey on the end, Nisa. I don't think so, though. I think he named her Nace. So this story is very important for a lot of reasons, of course. And like any story of a tzaddik, having a munah, having faith in the tzaddik is very important. But in addition to that, it's a very mashichtic story because it's not only the Jewish people that have to believe in Hashem and have to recognize Mashiach, have to recognize the idea of a tzaddik, but the rest of the world also. non-Jewish world too. Here is a story about a person who was not Jewish, but he came to recognize by Yaminu B'Hashem of Moshe Abdai that the idea of believing not only in Hashem, but also in Hashem's servant, Moshe, Hashem's servant, the Jewish people, when they saw the sea split and the Egyptians drowned, Torah says, and we say it every single day in davening, before Shtabach, and they believed in Hashem and in Moshe, his servant. Not only that they believed in Hashem, they believed that Hashem has a servant, a tzaddik, through whom he interacts with the world. And that's a very important part of believing in Hashem. Hashem is not something out there, but Hashem works in our world through primarily a human being. That's how he gave the Torah to us and so forth. So from this we have a lot of lessons. The main one, of course, is, as always, to do everything that we can to bring Mashiach quicker. Everything that we can with tremendous energy, in an orderly way, organized fashion, but with all of our energy, doing everything we can, do whatever we can to bring Mashiach. May it happen immediately. Thank you so much for joining Jewish Stories and More.